From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Alyssa Block. CIA Director George Tenet testified on Capitol Hill today in an open hearing before the Senate Armed Services Committee. And while the committee called him to talk about future threats to national security, many senators used the opportunity to question him about intelligence gathering in the lead-up to the Iraq War. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Tenet has made it clear in recent speeches that the CIA never said the threat from Saddam Hussein was imminent. So now prominent anti-war Democrats like Massachusetts Senator Edward Kennedy want to know if Tenet ever did anything to cool what Kennedy called the superheated dialogue prior to the U.S. invasion a year ago.
Did you ever tell him, Mr. President, you're overstating the case? Did you ever tell Condoleezza Rice, did you ever tell the Vice President that they're overstating the case? And if you didn't, why not?
Well, Senator, I do the intelligence. They then take the intelligence and assess the risk and make a policy judgment about what they think about it. I engage with them every day. If there are areas where I thought someone said something they shouldn't say, I talk to them about it.
When Kennedy pressed further, asking who Tenet had talked to about which information, Tenet said he wouldn't go into details.
I'm not going to sit here today and tell you what my interaction was and what I did or what I didn't do, except that you have to have the confidence to know that when I believed that somebody was misconstruing intelligence, I said something about it.
Senator Carl Levin, the ranking Democrat on Armed Services, picked up the Kennedy line of questioning later in the hearing. He cited several instances when Vice President Cheney characterized intelligence in a way that Levin and others say was incorrect. The most recent example Levin gave was in an interview with Cheney that aired on NPR's Morning Edition, January 22nd. In that interview, Cheney talked about the mobile trailers or vans found after the invasion, calling them evidence of Saddam Hussein's weapons programs.
We found a couple of semi-trailers at this point, which we believe were in fact part of that program. Now, it's not clear at this stage whether or not he used any of that to produce or whether he was simply getting ready for the next war. That, in my mind, is a serious danger in the hands of a man like Saddam Hussein, and I would deem that conclusive evidence, if you will, that he did in fact have programs for weapons of mass destruction.
Levin took aim at that statement today, pointing out that the intelligence community is undecided about whether those mobile vans had any relation to a weapons program. Levin asked what had been done to correct Cheney's statement.
We've got now the vice president saying that the vans, on NPR, he makes a statement that the vans are the proof, conclusive proof, that there was a biological weapons program. You, at some point, when you found out about this...
Yes, sir, I went back and talked to him.
Not contemporaneously, at a later date when it was pointed out to you, then go back to the vice president.
I did.
Tenet referred to other instances when he went to administration officials with his concerns about how they were representing intelligence data. But Tenet also said it is only his job to provide the intelligence, not to make the policy. And having worked now under Presidents Clinton and Bush, Tenet says he believes it is the president who must attach a level of urgency to the intelligence.
Policymakers take data. They interpret threat. They assess risk. They put urgency behind it, and sometimes it doesn't uniquely comport with every word of an intelligence estimate.
Republicans were not silent at the meeting. Many defended President Bush, saying he did the best he could with the intelligence available from many sources a year ago and acted in the interest of national security. And in a political counterattack, Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn intimated that the intelligence situation could have been worse had Massachusetts Senator John Kerry had his way. Kerry, the all but official Democratic nominee for president, introduced a bill in 1995 that would have cut $1.5 billion over 5 years from intelligence service budgets. Cornyn asked Tenet about that proposal.
Could you please characterize, Director Tenet, what kind of impact cuts of that magnitude would have had on our ability to conduct intelligence operations?
Well, sir, depending on whether they were enacted or how the cuts were taken, obviously resources are important to us, and $1 billion in our business in that time period was a lot of money and probably would have been very hurtful.
Senator Kerry has disputed charges about that proposal, saying he's since sponsored billions in new intelligence funding. But the raising of that issue and the questions about misconstrued intelligence on Iraq make it clear that intelligence questions will be part of the arsenals of both campaigns from now to November. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.